The traveling tribute to the more than 58,000 Americans who died in the Vietnam War has been in Western New York before, but never in Niagara Falls. The Niagara Falls Veterans Memorial Commission began the task more than 2 years ago to secure a visit. The wall will be assembled Wednesday in Hyde Park off Robbins Drive. Stan Zimmerman, vice chairman of the commission, is the chair of its Vietnam traveling wall effort and says the public's response has already been overwhelming, beginning with volunteers coming forward to set it up.
You have to have at least 20 people there to assemble the wall. They have to be at least 18 years of age. I have 26 young men and women from the airbase coming out. I have a local company, Sam Lear's construction company. He has 20 of his people available for us. So we have more than enough to put the wall up. We have probably another couple hundred volunteers that will be staffing the site throughout its stay.
About 30 of the names among the 58,000 are local natives. Zimmerman specifically recalled Gilbert Michael Nicholas, his brother's best friend, killed in action in 1965. He also remembers the soldiers who came home, oftentimes to a hostile reception, during what was a bitter, politically divisive war on the home front. Zimmerman, a retired U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant and himself a Vietnam veteran, was asked if he's satisfied that the American public has rethought its attitude toward veterans of that conflict.
My personal opinion, I think many have. I would only be speculating if I said a percentage or a number, but I know I have. I've watched it improve, how we now welcome our warriors home from our experiences in Afghanistan and Iraq.
And those warmer welcomes, according to Zimmerman, can be traced to the Vietnam veterans who would not let the same thing happen to the newer generations of returning soldiers. In addition to the wall, which will be open to the public 24 hours a day, there will be veterans counseling services available on site to provide information about benefits and other useful services. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.